When it comes to something as important as your family's safety, you need real protection with ADT. Real protection means not having to be your own 24/7 monitoring expert, because ADT has best-in-class monitoring professionals there for you at times you need it most. Real protection means having a safe and smart home custom fit to your lifestyle, with everything from video doorbells. My brother-in-law has that. That is the coolest thing ever. And you know what? I paid a fortune for my security system, and we don't have that. Surveillance cameras that stream to your phone, smart locks, and lights and carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. Real protection means wherever you go, the safety net of ADT is with you, with their ADT Go app and SOS button. Have you ever tried to install your own security system? Yeah, don't do that. Let the pros design, install, and configure it for you. ADT, real protection. ADT has 18,000 employees safeguarding you. That's real protection. Direct connections with first responders. That's real connection. A perimeter that changes. That's real protection. Don't wait any longer. This is the best time to make sure that your family is safe and secure. Go to ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, how was your drive?
Fine, but have you ever fallen in front of nobody and you're so embarrassed? And
you fell?
I fell.
Where?
I'm wearing like this like lower wedge, but it's like a slip-on wedge, and I've been wearing them for like a few days now, and I don't know if I'm going to be good with like nothing holding, like, I don't know. It's not really like holding my foot.
Let me see it.
It's just like a slip-on wedge. But just like,
oh, it's like just a mule.
Yeah. And
I can't walk in those.
You can't?
No, I have one pair of black let's call them wedge slides, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I have one pair of black ones that are cool because I like to take them on vacation because they match everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially if I don't want to pack
right.
that much. For some reason, whether it's a flat or a wedge, just that mule thing in general with no back piece,
uh-huh.
I can't walk in. So I, because like I'm gripping with the toes and the whole thing.
Like,
I bought these like gel pieces that are lines that you put in the front of your foot. So
it grips your foot.
You tape them to the bottom of the shoe.
Uh-huh.
So it's like your foot has something to grip.
Right.
Or else I slide out.
But my ankles are just giving, I don't know what's going on. And I keep tripping. And Riley's like, why are you wearing those shoes? You can't do that. You're pregnant. And today, sure enough, I mean, I just ate it. I mean, I ate it on my hands, my palms, and my knees. But whew, that was real embarrassing.
You got to be careful.
I know. I can't, I can't do that anymore.
Remember I told you the story about how I twisted my ankles
yes.
when I was pregnant with Katarina? Your joints also get loose.
Yeah. It's not good.
Got to be careful.
I know.
Don't be doing that.
I know.
Oh, it's 11:11.
Oh, make a wish.
Okay, everyone out there, even though it's not 11:11 for you, you're allowed to make a wish anyway. God, just do it.
What's going on with you?
By the way, small update on our studio. Remember the construction that they're doing?
Yes.
The redesign?
Yes.
The remodel?
Yes.
Well, now they've prepped the walls.
They're going to do something cool, I think.
No way.
I think so.
No way.
They just remodeled the whole thing across the way. They have to do something cool.
Which thing across the way?
Didn't they remodel the whole other building?
The one that looks like this building?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right?
Did they remodel the other building? Does it look nice?
I mean, it's got like cool like design wallpaper, so I'm excited for what's going to happen over here.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be cool.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Impress me. I'm looking forward to it. Meanwhile, so do you remember I was having tote issues a couple weeks ago? And I had bought this lighter colored tote, and I was like, oh, it's spring. I'm wearing a lighter colored tote. I'm going to carry it. I hated it.
Why?
You know what? The handles were, it was one of these, it was this Chanel bag that's, I'll take a picture of it, I'll show you, but it's like a Chanel bag that's, it's pretty popular right now. And it's just like a tote that has short handles and then two longer handles.
Mm-hmm.
But the longer handles are that sort of classic Chanel, like, I'm saying like a lot today, I just realized I sound like a teenager. It with the metal, you know, the chain and the leather running through it. So a lot of times when you have that over the shoulder, they put a flat piece of leather so it doesn't dig into your shoulder. This doesn't. So it like the little handles are too short. The long handles dig in your shoulder. I don't know. I don't love the color.
It's not practical.
It was just a, I think it was just a bad purchase. Mm-hmm. I'm just not crazy about it. So I had seen this other bag that I'm carrying with me today. Mm-hmm. So I love PVC.
Okay, what's that?
PVC is basically plastic. I like those PVC bags and totes and things, but the problem with PVC is you can see through them, right? Mm-hmm. And it always reminds you of someone who works in a department store and they don't want you to steal anything, so you have to carry everything around right. in a see-through bag.
Right.
And this one's Chanel too, but what they did was they put a bag in the bag.
Oh, so that one comes with it.
Yeah.
That's not yours.
Yeah. So I got a black
one. That's very pretty.
So it's like edged in black. I'll show you pictures of the old tote, which I carried for 2 days, by the way, and then the new tote, which I just got. And I saw it because we were at the Ivy last Wednesday after Dr. Mrs. Giddy Pig. I was kind of irritated with Terry and Chanel's next door.
Oh,
so I was like, you get the table. I'll be right there. She needed a moment, you know? So I walked in and I saw this. I didn't actually buy it that day, but I just took a photo of it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. If I see something and I like it, I take a photo and then I think about it.
Uh-huh.
So that I don't run into the bad purchase,
yes.
which clearly happened with the last one. Anyway, so I had Jamie at Neiman Marcus send it to me. I love it.
I love it. It's very cute.
It's cool. And it's also got short and long handle, but they're leather. It's just, I think it's a nice sort of spring transitional.
Looks kind of like a very chic beach bag.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
It's super cool. So I love that. Okay. So my hair.
Yes.
I have to talk about my hair.
What?
I don't know what to do. So
I don't know why you're freaking out about it.
I don't know because I'm freaking out about everything.
I know. But like this thing, this should not be an issue. This is a non-issue.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes there's things you can't control. So then you worry about the things you can control.
I guess, but this should be something that you're like, it's on the grand scheme of things, it's nothing.
I understand that, but it is. But hair in general is a big deal
yes.
for women. And yes. we've talked, and if you want to hear about hair loss, listen to Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig because we talk all about it. But for you guys, that some of you who don't listen to that, just so you know, because remember we were talking on this show about the Capillus hair cap mm-hmm. that I posted on Instagram. That really expensive one. Did I tell you that apparently that's not the other one works better?
Really?
The studies show that the H something. I'll find a picture of it. We'll post all this because I have a picture of me and Terry wearing them.
Yeah.
And then I'll put the name on that. They're hideous. They look like it looks like a
so you
a
spent
hockey
a fortune
helmet.
And then you found out afterwards that it actually doesn't work as well as the other one.
Apparently, the studies show that this other one works better. And this other one, there's two. There's a regular and there's the pro. Mm-hmm. We actually weirdly bought both of them at different times.
Yeah.
But they look exactly the same and we can't tell what the difference is.
Uh-huh.
But the pro, I think it's $800. Okay. That's the one to get.
Really?
Yeah.
That one you wear daily?
No.
Oh.
I think it's two times a week.
Okay.
It could be three. I can't remember
That's
right now.
That's the hideous one, though.
This is the hideous one, and it's 20 minutes, and it's ridiculous. But what was so funny was, so I have it on. Just picture, you know, your child or a bicyclist with that kind of helmet.
Yeah.
And it's white plastic helmet with blue on the edges and then a red glow coming from underneath it, all right? So I put it on my head, and I'm in my closet, and Terry wasn't home yet, and I'm doing stuff, and I'm, you know, cleaning out my bag and putting things away and whatever. And Max comes in. I'm like, hey. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm cleaning out my bag. I'm putting shit. And then I look up, and she looks at me, and I realize I'm wearing the hat.
Yeah.
And so it was so funny. Like, it's just so normal for
right.
us. She's like, what Trying are on you the, yeah. doing? I said, it grows hair. She's like, what's so wrong funny. With your hair? I'm like, I'm getting old.
Okay, but besides that, what are you really freaked out about your hair right now?
Well, I do think it's actually filling in, I have to say. I think between the our new beauty caps
yes.
from Consult Beauty, those brand new ones that have more biotin and that blood orange stuff, and I don't know what the heck's in there, but I'm telling you, fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Then that Grow Gorgeous serum mm-hmm. that you can get at Rite Aid or buy it on Amazon, that topical serum, between that and that cap, much thicker.
Okay, so why are you freaking out?
Because it needs to be cut. And I haven't seen Kelly, and I was actually texting with Kelly today. And so, I don't know, he's working, and we're just never together. And
yeah.
so, and no one else has touched my hair for 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
Literally. I mean, maybe. No, really not. Just him.
But all you get is what? Thing. Like a trim?
Well, you know, usually I go from long to short.
Yes.
And I, you know, I was thinking about getting those little tape-in extensions right. put in for my trip. You told me, no, this is a bad idea. And seeing how I spray tan, you're probably right. And then I texted Kelly about it. And he's like, cut your hair because the ends are so bad and it's long. But I don't want to cut it because I want to wear it up while we're away.
Right.
And
he means like cut it as in like go short or like
yes,
cut it as in like
means
just trim
cut
it.
Cut that off. Cut oh. it off. And I don't want to do that. And what I kind of want to do is just get a trim and wear it long for the trip and then cut it.
Right.
Because I'm kind of in the mood for like a shorter, sassier.
So anyone can do a trim.
No, they can't.
I mean, not anyone. But we can find good people to do a trim. It's not like you have locks and locks of hair down to your butt.
That's what
to
makes
your
it
butt.
Worse. If I had locks and locks of hair, anyone could do it because you couldn't mess it
and
up.
And it's
but
not like
I don't
you want
that much
layers
hair.
And this and an inch. Like you have very simple hair. You could do a little trim. Call it a day. It's going to be fine. And you're freaking out about it.
Not only can I not do it, what's really worrisome is that I'm in such a dark place
you're like,
on and off that I'm really, really worried I would have a Britney Spears moment and cut it all off myself.
Shut up. I can't.
Swear to you, I was in my bathroom the other day and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, I could just cut it myself. What would be so wrong? It's so easy to cut, right, Natalie?
No.
And
no.
cut a little more and cut it. And all of a sudden, I've got a shaved
it's
head.
It's like the tweezers.
I'm in a 5150 hold. It's a disaster. And everyone's like, look at her hair. That is not normal.
Oh, my God. Free Heather.
Free Heather. Free Heather. I'm not kidding. I don't know. I'm really, it's not good. And speaking of which, I've gotten so many beautiful messages from people about, you know, their hormones, their dark spots, their dark places, their dark everything. I so appreciate it. And I so thank you. And honestly, from all over the world, which has been amazing. But you know what's been really interesting to me? A couple of my friends.
Yeah.
Calling me and saying,
I didn't want to say anything, but I'm going to say
the same
thing. I was
listening to your podcast. I wish I had known because I feel like this. And that it keeps leading me back to why we're doing this show work, which we're about to start filming for YouTube, is because people don't have the conversations. Even close friends are so scared to talk about things that they're worried they're going to look bad or they'd be judged or whatever, or they're scared, whatever it is. I just love that we're doing the show. It makes me so happy.
It's going to be really great.
It's going to be terrific, and I'm excited about the guests we're starting to get and all of that. Little update. Katerina, I found out, was put in the bunk. I was told she was put in the bunk with the friends she requested.
Oh, good.
Which is good. But then, you know, they send photos. And I'm noticing she's not in the pictures with the girls she requested. They seem to all be together, and she seems to be with a different group. So I don't really know what that means.
Interesting. Well, you'll find out sooner than later.
I know. I'm very concerned. But then I had to, and I never do this kind of thing because I'm pretty chill and I know they're fine. I don't know why I've been so worried about her. So I emailed one of the teachers and I'm like, you just find out emotionally, you know, she is. And so this coach that she really likes, this female, talked to her and they emailed me back and said, she said she's happy and she's staying out of the gossip and drama.
Oh, interesting.
That didn't make me feel better.
Yeah.
Right?
Because clearly it's happening.
Right.
So she's, yep.
So hard.
Gosh.
I know. Last night at Taekwondo, so Coco had a play date with Stella, and I brought them home, and, you know, we went for a treat, and we came home, and they hung out, and they're so cute together. I you know, Coco doesn't get that many play dates.
Yeah.
Just because there's, I'm driving too many people.
Right.
But Danielle is back, thank God.
Yes.
But anyway, so Stella came over and then I took them to Taekwondo and Lindsay met us there. And so it was nice because I got to hang out with Lindsay while they were doing Taekwondo. But I looked over and there were some colored belts in the class. Usually it's just a black belt class, but there were lower belts. So the colored belts were in the class. And they were having the black belts teach the younger kids.
Really?
So Coco was teaching to kids that are about a step away from the black belt. She was teaching them their basic movements.
Did Coco have to do that when she was a colored belt?
Did she have
training
to?
For her black belt?
Yeah, of course. They have to train for each. There's basic movements for each belt.
I'm saying, did a black belt teach Coco?
No.
So they didn't do this when she was going through her process?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No.
So this was new to her.
Yeah, it was new. But, you know, she's also part of that program to become a master.
Right.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
It means the check cleared. So so she wears her little her camo gi, and she's up
so
there.
Cute.
But I have to say, it was so interesting to watch because she was standing in front of them and they were behind her, obviously, and she was doing it. And then she realized she had to turn around and figure out how to do it opposite.
Oh, so she was learning to, like, oh.
She was actually learning to teach.
Yeah.
While she was training them.
And so, and Stella's a...
Stella's a brown belt.
Okay.
So it goes brown, red, black.
Got
so
it.
She's getting very close.
Oh, my God. That's
I know,
so
but
cute.
It was so, it was, you know.
Cool to watch her.
Very
yeah.
cool. Did I tell you about my trip to
the
People's OC?
No, you're going to tell us.
No, okay. Yeah, I need to tell you about that. And I need to tell you about, I don't even think we talked about last weekend.
No, we really just delved into the whole registry thing.
Because it was very exciting. And then I was with your sisters
right.
the other day. Don't let me forget to talk about that. Yeah, no, the weekend was really just not very eventful, to be perfectly honest. And we went out with some friends on Saturday night. That was fun. We had the competition all day Sunday.
Yeah.
It was just, it was like a lot of kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nikki's tennis banquet.
Right.
Monday night, which I did tell you got most improved.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, it was
He's
really,
the youngest on the team, right?
He and his buddy Logan are the only two freshmen on the varsity team.
Wow.
So what happened was they graduated 12 seniors last year.
Wow.
From the team. So basically, it was like the team was starting over.
Yeah.
Because there's only two, not two, but there were very, maybe two, three seniors. There are only three seniors on the team this year.
Wow.
So there were more like sophomores and juniors
yeah.
and two freshmen made the team and Nikki was one of them and it was really exciting. And so it was supposed to be an hour and a half and it was like an over 3 hour tennis banquet.
Gosh.
Can you imagine Terry after being at a competition all day Sunday and he, you know, never does these
kinds
of things. And then the 3 hour tennis banquet, it was so funny. He was a good sport about it. And you know, when you watch Nikki, he's so happy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Nikki was sitting at a table with the kids, and we texted. We were texting each other,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "This." I think I said to him, "Wow, they spent." So, I said, "Wow, this is going on long." He goes, "I know." He goes, "I have homework to do," and we were just texting each other. And I said, "Well, they spent so much time on the freshmen because what they did was there was a table of the Frosh Soft team, a table of the JV, and a table of the varsity.
Mm-hmm.
So they started with the Frosh Soft, and they talked about each kid."
Oh, my Lord.
And then they went through all the awards, and there's like seven awards, and then they talked about the season, and then they brought up the JV team and did the same thing. So I'm texting Nikki going, OMG, they spent so much time on Frosh Soft. Because usually in one of these scenarios, you spend the most time on the varsity because that's usually the seniors who are leaving,
yeah.
right? And that's how I meant it when I said it to him. And Nikki writes me back. He goes, yeah, but you have to realize that everyone wants their moment.
Oh,
isn't that the cutest thing
and
ever?
You're like, okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yep.
I'm fine sitting here.
Yeah.
No worries.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, and we even talked about it afterwards. And he was just very, he was so cute. And I just love it. So he got a varsity letter.
Wow.
As a freshman.
That's insane.
I know. And so he says to me afterwards, he's like, we're in the car on the way home with Terry. And he's like, you know, would it be okay? Could I get the jacket? Because they just literally hand them the letter.
Right. You're like, okay.
I'm like, okay. It's a private school. I mean, in a public school, they gave you the jacket, you know?
So.
And maybe you paid for it.
You have to pay
for it. You
probably
paid for it. Anyway. They gave him the letter, and he's like, do you think I could have the jacket?
Aww.
And I'm like, of course you could have the jacket.
So cool.
I know. And then, and so Terry was, because all the parents were sitting around going, do they get a jacket?
Yeah.
Like, where's the jacket? What do we do with the letter? And then Terry in the car was like, I got a sweater.
God, he's so lame.
That's what I said. I go, you're so lame. It's
so
like John Travolta.
Yeah.
In Greece,
with a little cardigan.
With the little white cardigan from the 50s. I'm like,
I mean, I kind of love it, but, you know.
Yeah, but on Terry.
It's not yeah.
By the way, I think
with
he still
with
has
his little
it.
Fro.
His fro and his. Oh, my God.
So great.
I think I might have his sweater somewhere.
Really?
You know what? I better go look for that.
You should.
I think it's possible that he has one bin
oh my
somewhere
gosh.
In the house It was so great.
So he wants to keep up with tennis. Does he want to do any other sports, or is he just in love with this?
No, he's in love with tennis. And I'll tell you something else that I thought was pretty cool. A couple things. First of all, now that the season's over, you know, he just takes lessons one time a week with this coach because he does have a tutor two times a week because I can't help him.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it's beyond me at this point, but also he's just too stubborn. Like, I can't work with him like that. And Terry's not there to do that.
Yep.
And I don't think he would listen to Terry either because we've tried that too. So Victoria tutors him, which is great. And so he said, I really want to play more. So he's been playing with his friends on the weekends.
That's awesome.
Just doing pickup games. His coach that he works out on Sundays with, her nephew, who's super cool, he actually coaches kids in our community, and there's tennis courts there.
So cool.
Nikki's going to start hitting with him two more times a week.
And so good.
He's really, really excited about it. And I'll tell you something else. So we were talking about, I was talking with Max and Nikki about college, obviously, because we've been talking a lot about college scandals, and obviously, you know, they have to talk to their counselors about their schedules for next year. And I'm constantly reminding, did you do this? Did you do that? And then I wanted them, Max wanted to start a club because she thought that was important. And we have a private guidance counselor that doesn't take bribes and doesn't do anything illegal, but is very smart and, you know, is good to help them, you know, figure out which essays to write, which tests to take, which schools would be the appropriate ones to apply for, just to have an extra help.
Right.
So she had told Max it's a great idea to start a club, not just join a club, because they both joined clubs this year. But she said start a club. So Max came up with a great idea. She figured out what it was. She got the teacher she needed. She got the kids to join and did the whole thing. Awesome. And, of course, typical boy Nikki was like, I didn't know that that was the cutoff, because we had talked about it. And I said, look, you love tennis. You're great with kids. Why don't you start a club, like, teaching underserved neighborhoods tennis, you know, and get a group of the team together and go on Saturdays. And he was like, oh, that sounds cool. Maybe that's a good idea. But then he totally missed the date.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. I said, you know, call your guidance counselor, go speak to her, see if, you know, they can, you know, if you could still do it or whatever. And he was kind of resistant. But I was pissed, and I was going back and forth with him on the phone. And finally he goes, Mom, I'm stressed. I have a lot of work to do. This was a couple weeks ago, and this was right at the end of tennis season. So they had a lot going on. And I said, okay, I get it. No worries. And he goes, no, you're going to be on me when I get home. I go, no, I swear. I hear you. We'll just have to figure out something else. Or maybe you can start a club the next year. Or I hear you. I go, the most important thing is that you keep your grades up and that you're not stressed.
Yeah.
Because I don't want a stressed out kid.
Right, you know, right.
I've seen...
And what's the point of that, of starting a club, and then his, you know, his academics fail and, you know, he starts,
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it would impact his grades necessarily, but I didn't want to stress him out that he didn't get this thing done. But I did say to him, I'm like, look, at some point, it's up to you to know the cutoff dates and the this and the that, because I can't do all that for you.
Yeah.
And then, lo and behold, he texts me a couple of days ago, or yesterday, I don't remember. And he said, I have a club. And I go, what's the club? And he said, well, there's this club that a guy that he has tutored with, you know, Ray, that he tutors with, with math. Nikki's been working with him for about, I don't know, a year. And he's such a nice guy, sweet guy, whatever. So he had told Nikki about this club, and Nikki joined this club. Now, he didn't start the club, but he loves the club. So apparently, it's some kind of engineering club that gets funds from NASA.
Wow.
So NASA has funds that they appropriate for education. And when there's a club that meets the criteria of what they want, they will give funds towards it.
Wow.
Yeah. So the guy that started the club is going to be a senior in the fall. And Nikki's going to be a sophomore next year. So Nikki is now going to be vice president of this club, because this guy that started it gave him this job because someone else is graduating.
Wow.
So he gave Nikki the job. He's part of the club. He's the vice president. And then when this boy leaves, he'll become president of the club.
Wow, look at that.
But here's what I love about it. He did it by himself.
Yep.
He loves it. He's interested in it. I didn't push him to do it, or it wasn't my suggestion.
That's awesome.
But this is what I, and the reason why I wanted to talk about it is not like how great he is. I'm saying I was trying to do something for him, because they said, you know, start a club. I was trying to come up with ideas for him. And, you know, he's just not a self-starter like that.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work for him. But what did work for him was me saying, you have to figure it out. So I'm mentioning it because you have to know your kid.
Yep.
And know what works for them. With Max, it's easy. You just say, you need a club, sister. Go figure it out.
Yeah.
And if she wants ideas, I'm happy to, you know, throw ideas back and forth. And she did ask me about her idea and what I thought about it and everything. And I was like, that's great. What did you think about this? And, you know, that was terrific. But she's more of a self-starter and he's just not.
Wow. That's amazing.
But whatever I said resonated.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. So I was really happy about that. Yeah. So, okay. So the one thing we did do this weekend, first of all, I'm still looking for a car.
What happened to the one that you originally wanted?
The Bentley?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you guys, I've never been a car person. I'm just not. I'm not a car person. I don't care. My car is a place to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is an East Coast thing. And, you know, where I grew up, everyone was driving their parents' station wagons and their Volvos. Mm-hmm. And their, and yeah, you know, some kids had nice cars and whatnot. But it was never
a thing.
A thing. I just didn't care. And with so many kids, honestly, it's like, and you'll see, as we were talking about registering, you talk about strollers, you talk about cars, your tastes and needs just change.
Yeah.
So but basically I've been driving a truck for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
You have four children.
I know.
Yeah.
But I started with two and I got the big, long Escalade and I was like, oh, I'm going to drive this car. And then I hate it. And then I got small. Anyway, I've been going back and forth with all these different SUV type things. We've done the minivan. We still have a minivan as an extra car. I wish someone would make like a cool minivan.
I know. I mean, the one that you got was pretty cool interior, but there's really no good looking minivans.
I mean, I guess that Tesla SUV.
It's okay. It's not bad.
But it's inside. It just feels so small.
Right.
And I know they say you can stand up in it. No, I don't know. It just feels tight to me.
Yeah.
And I tried the smaller SUVs and the seats are so narrow. I don't know. I just didn't like any of them. I just want to be in a car. Here's the conundrum. I like to sit high.
Well, there you go.
That's a problem. I know.
Well,
I could.
Yes.
I don't want a sports car. That's not me anyway. But I like to sit high. I like to see above the road. I like to see everything.
And you don't like the Mercedes. It looks like the lunchbox. What was that one?
Okay, so this is what happened. The G-Wagon.
That one, yes.
So I've been driving all these cars, and I even went so far as to drive, I told you, that Rolls-Royce SUV.
Yes, which you loved.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. But Pete, in the car on the way up here, was telling me that one of his clients bought the Rolls-Royce Dawn, which is a convertible four-seater.
Mm-hmm.
And the first week he got it, there was a crack in the windshield. It cost him $12,000.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
So bad.
And I just can't. Anyway, I did see a Bentley that I liked, but they're not coming out till the year 2020, mid-2020, the new ones, and they don't have any inventory. And this is so crazy because Terry goes, well, let's go to Eurocar. Eurocar's cool.
Yeah.
Because they have everything, and they have all these tricked out cars that have very low mileage on them because, you know, people buy them. They drive them for a little bit. They barely drive them, and then they sell them to Eurocar. So it's a good place to find a good deal if you want, like, a luxury car. So we go there, and they have this Bentley that's the one I want, and I think it's 2 years old. It has 4,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it, and I'm driving. It's very, very nice. But I start looking in the rear, in the side view mirrors, and there's no blinking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, where's the blinking thing? And he goes, what's the blinking thing? And I'm like, you know, the light on the side view mirror that tells me, don't switch lanes or you're going to die. You know, that light there.
Yeah.
And he goes, this car doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. That didn't come out in Bentley until whatever. And I went, yeah, I can't.
Right. It didn't have all like the bells and whistles.
That's why they're redoing them, because they needed to up the technology. Right. Okay, so forget that. So Terry's like, why don't you just get a Mercedes sedan? Like, it's the nicest car. And I go, okay, let's go drive it. So we went to Mercedes this weekend with Nikki. And why were we with Nikki? Because we were picking him up from, he had a luncheon. He went to, is it called Zinke or Zinc? The one that's over by Lido?
I think it's Zinke, right?
Zinke? I don't know. Have you ever been there?
Once.
It's supposed to be good.
It's okay. Yeah. It's beer and wine and like cheese boards.
Really?
From what I had.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he had beer or wine. And I don't think he had a cheese board. But he went there for a lunch for his friend's birthday. Yep. This girl. Anyway, so we picked him up and then we went to go look at the cars. And I drove the sedan and I was like, I've had this car before, which I have.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lovely car. But I felt like either I was 80 or I've done this already. It wasn't like
exciting. It didn't wow you.
No, it wasn't exciting. Then the G-Wagon, the one you're talking about, they redid the thing.
Because you didn't like the original one because it was too stiff or something, right?
It drives like a it drives like a Jeep truck.
Okay.
Like it clanked around. So they changed it so it drives more like a Range Rover.
Uh-huh.
It drives beautifully. It's so loud.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. It's so loud. And I talk in the car a lot.
Yeah.
And do you remember when I lost my voice a few years ago?
Uh-huh.
Part of the reason I was losing my voice is because I was on speakerphone so much and I was projecting so much that it hurt my vocal cords.
Oh my gosh.
So I can't do that car.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then what about the there was another one. Darn, what was it?
And then I went to the gas station yesterday and Cesar was, you know, filling my gas. You know, I love Cesar.
Yes.
And he was filling my gas. He goes, do you want me to check your fluids? I'm like, yeah. I go, no. And I go, yeah, okay, go ahead. So he checks fluids and he's like, you know, he's like, you have these two lines in there that are corroded and your car is going to start smoking. But didn't that already happen to my car?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think they were supposed to have fixed that. He goes, they did not. And it's the, he goes, write this down. It's the, I don't remember what it is now, but I think he said the heating lines. I wrote it down. The heating lines, whatever. It's being fixed right now. I don't know. I'm like,
oh my gosh. Okay. Oh wait, the Range Rover.
So Terry said, by the way, I've had a Range Rover too.
Okay.
But Terry has a Range Rover, but he got talked into by his friend, dumbass, to get the extended version, the longer version. Why?
Yeah, he really doesn't drive much, just to and work and back.
I think that when we got his car, we were thinking we used to have a driver that drove our cars.
Right.
So we thought, oh, we'll sit in the back. It'll give us more leg room.
Yeah.
But then we don't do that anymore. And our driver has his own car. We drive Pete's car.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, yes, first world problems here. Rich girl problems.
So, but do you like that car?
The regular size Range Rover?
The extended, even.
No, the extended's too long. I'm trying to get to a smaller vehicle, not a lot. The extended is too long for me. It's 8-9 inches longer.
So really, you're just thinking, but what happens if you have, you know, Coco and the friend and Cat and a friend?
Doesn't have an extra seat.
It's just longer.
It's just longer.
It's like a longer.
Yes, that's the thing. Mm. If it had an extra row, I'd go, and I'd just take his car.
Range Rover doesn't do that, right? They don't do an extra row in any of their cars.
I feel like you can do an aftermarket pop-up in the trunk kind of thing,
and
but I don't need that.
No.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back, drive, because there's a new Range Rover now. I think I'm going to go drive the new one, the shorter, you know, the regular size one, and see if that's the ticket.
I mean.
But then we're going to have like, how many Range Rovers?
I know. Well, I mean, only two. Oh, but then the kids want.
Well, I think Max wants a sport.
Oh. Well, then you'll be the house of Range Rovers.
The house of the Range Rovers. Okay, that was a lot of car talk. But the point is, that's what we did this weekend. So, but it was fun taking Nikki to look at.
He's always been a car guy, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he wanted to be dropped off at Fashion Island. So we dropped him off and I'm like, let's go to People's OC. He's like, oh, Terry's like, okay. Who doesn't love a tasty smoothie in the morning? The problem is it's easy to get stuck on autopilot making the same smoothies every day. And even the best smoothies can start to get boring and predictable. So why not mix things up a little with frozen, dole-crafted smoothie blends? They do all the hard work for you, pairing only the most delicious fruits together into unique blends, like taking a typical banana and berry smoothie and mixing it up with mangoes and refreshing limes and kiwis. Or you could treat yourself to a sip of paradise with the strawberry with the strawberry watermelon blend with delicious coconut. The best part? They're born to be blended. Each bag is perfectly proportioned with fruit that's frozen to lock in all those nutrients and flavor. And every piece is already washed and cut. So all you have to do is fill up your blender with one of the single serving bags, add some coconut water, and then blend for an exciting smoothie. Dole Crafted Smoothie Blends. Find them in your frozen aisle. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. If you like my show, you're going to love Now What with Jessica Graf on Podcast One. And right now, the former winner of The Amazing Race is getting all the details of this season by calling up players that get eliminated each week for some juicy mini interviews. Download new episodes of Now What with Jessica Graf every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is Heather Dubrow's World. Here's Heather.
I went over to People's OC. Oh my gosh, the lines at the dispensaries are crazy.
Well, you went on a weekend too.
True.
Yes.
But you know, I know you know this, but they deliver.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I ever have to go back again. But you know, sometimes.
Because you know what you want now.
Yeah, I know what I like. But also, it's sometimes it's like the grocery store. Sometimes you need to go in and have a look.
And ask questions and find out, like, what does this actually do? You got to educate yourself first.
You really do. You really have to see. And sometimes they'll tell you something that you didn't even know. Mm-hmm. But I did buy their top CBD gummy there.
Ooh.
And it's so poorly made.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Poorly made because of the flavor or just you didn't feel anything or what?
No, I thought they were effective. I just didn't like the packaging was fine. I was talking about like the consistency of it and it was all kind of congealed together. It wasn't user friendly. Like the Lord Jones does a really good job.
I mean, yeah, those
packaging
are very...
and individually packaging and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Can't have it all.
No, but I also laid in a supply of those. I can't remember who makes them. They're these vegan peanut butter chocolate.
Oh, I think we had those in the little bags.
Yeah, CBD
yes.
cookies. But it's called like Dr. Someone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I haven't been there so long.
Well, you're pregnant.
I know.
Can pregnant people take CBD?
I've heard mixed reviews. I've even heard people doing THC when they're pregnant.
Well, people take crack when they're pregnant, too. That doesn't mean it's recommended.
No. I mean, like, people that are saying that it's actually beneficial and... But
I'd like to see that study.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fan. I mean, if they say that when you feel buzzed, your baby's drunk, I mean, I can't imagine what THC would do.
Well, anything that goes through your bloodstream goes through the
baby's
bloodstream.
That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine. But I heard CBD is actually okay.
I'm sure it's fine. Yeah. If babies can take it, moms can take
right.
it. So I'm sure not. But I think the thing is when you're pregnant, they just always say, don't take anything.
Yeah.
Because God forbid,
yes.
you know, you just don't.
Oh, and then the measles in Orange County. Did you hear that?
Yeah. So what do they recommend for that?
Gosh. What do you mean? What do they recommend?
Do they recommend you getting some kind of inoculation?
I don't know. I was talking to my sister because she took Sophie for her 9-month blood work. And her, it was like the blast white blood cells mm-hmm. came back low or something, which they thought it was leukemia. That we just got the call yesterday. And she's been having fevers and, you know, all that. But she thought it was because she was teething.
Right.
And so the doctor was like, come back in 2 weeks. And Tim calls and was like, no, we're getting her in tomorrow. Like, you got to, you know, check her again. But apparently there's been quite a few kids that had the same thing come up. So he's like, I don't know if it's a virus or what's going on. He's like, but you have to be very careful with all of the, you know, any places that you're dropping them off, like any, not preschools, but, you know, the little daycares. Mm-hmm. And make sure none of the kids have measles because you can't give them the shot, the measles shot, between 0 and 1. So they say that it, but if they are, you know, around it, then they, yeah, I think you have 42 to 78 hours to get the vaccination.
If they've been exposed.
If they've been around.
The problem is you would never know. I mean, this is the whole thing with, you know, people not vaccinating their kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at that age, you can't.
No.
But later, yeah.
I'm saying that's why we're having recurrences.
Yes.
That's what I've read. Is
right.
That's why we're having recurrences of this, is because so many people
didn't
vaccinate their kids. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that are concerned about autism and, you know, getting vaccinations. And is this a real thing? Is this not a real thing? And I don't want to argue this whole point again. But so many people I know separate the shots because they're concerned about that, which I think if that's what you want to do, I think it's totally fine. Everyone's, you know, it's your child and you should do what's best for them. But you have to get vaccinated. I mean, I'm a proponent vaccinated.
Yeah.
I didn't separate anything. You know, I think sometimes when you have a doctor in the family, you look at things maybe a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it also depends on family history or if you've had friends with children with issues that, you know, it just depends on your own personal experiences.
Right.
But I think that's fine. And all the pediatricians say it's fine if you want to separate them. It's a little more of a hassle for you, but it's totally fine. But you have to get vaccinated.
Just do it. Oh, it's so scary.
So I remember when I was in the hospital with Coco, maybe, there was whooping cough going around.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't let anyone in the hospital that didn't get the vaccine.
Really?
Yeah, like my parents, like everyone had to have it or they couldn't come.
Wow.
Couldn't come in the hospital.
Wow. I mean, I feel like at this point you have to take those measures in order for them not to.
But you just don't know because they go to school. Forget about daycare centers. They go to their gym class. They go to here. They go to there. And as much as you wipe and you know, antibacterialize and all this stuff, you just can't possibly get everything.
How do you really
so now? So what's going on with her now?
So
will you write down what that thing that you just said so I can tell Terry?
Yeah. So we get the results tomorrow. That she just took her in today to get her second blood work done. We'll know tomorrow.
And listen, you guys, I hope they're not Dr. Googling because it's so dangerous to do that. And
who's Dr. Googling?
Your sister.
No, it was the doctor.
No, I mean, like, now that they've told her this.
Oh, no. I don't even think she even wants to go down that road.
Yeah, good.
And at this point, it's really just a matter of, I mean, is it, she wants to make sure it's just not leukemia.
Yeah, well, of course.
Because that's the main,
Yeah, of course. Just text it to me so I can tell.
I think that's what it is. I'll make sure, but yeah. So it's so scary.
Everything with the kids is scary. I mean, did you hear about, you and I talked about it, about Jenny Mollin's son.
Yeah.
So she dropped him on his head.
Right.
He fractured his skull.
Yes.
Do we have any other details?
That was pretty much it. But I mean, I can imagine how traumatizing it is and then how you feel responsible and, you know, but things happen, you know. I mean, it's not like she was wasted, hammered or something or being irresponsible. I just think that, you know, sometimes it's like when you just slip and fall, you know, things can happen.
It's so scary though, and you feel so guilty.
Right.
So I know I've told you this story probably, but have we told the story on the podcast about the twins and the changing table?
I don't think so. Maybe not for a while.
Okay. Well, let me just tell this story briefly then. So I obviously have two kids. I have these twins. They were in crawling, pulling stages, and they had a room together. So two cribs. Oh, and I looked at your registry. I want to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it. Loved it. I was surprised how traditional you are. But I did too the first time.
Uh-huh.
So I loved it. I loved it all.
Okay.
So I have these two cribs, two white cribs. And I was telling you on the show yesterday that it was all pink and blue leopard. Uh-huh. Will you remind me to find a picture so I could show you guys a picture? My mom did artwork all over for different parts of the walls. And there was all elephants, twin elephants and different things. And then she painted. They're really funny.
Uh-huh.
She painted pictures like as if they were old photos of the twins' mom and dad, like me and Terry, but they're elephants, and one's a doctor and one's like a star.
That's so cute.
They're so cute. And then I bought from FAO Schwartz those huge elephant stuffed animals.
Uh-huh.
Must have been 6 feet long, you know, 4 feet high, huge stuffed animals. So if you're picturing the wall, there's the two cribs, and then on the outside corners are these two elephants. And one had a big pink and white leopard bow, and one had a blue and white leopard sailor cap.
So cute.
So I have Max on the changing table, and Nikki's on the floor. And so I have Max on the change table, and I'm, you know, changing her, holding her with a hand, doing the whole thing. And I look to my left, and Nikki is pulling on the trunk of the elephant, like bam, bam, okay? And the thing starts falling on him, this huge elephant.
And they're how old at this point?
Oh, 6 months, 7 months, you know, crawling.
Yeah.
And so he's pulling on it. The thing's falling on him. And, you know, your knee-jerk reaction
is to save him and just to move him out of the way. Or yeah.
Right. So picture, I'm standing there with my hand on Max, changing her. I look to my left, and I go, and I step to my left, reaching for him. So my hands are now outreached towards Nikki. And at the same time, I turn around and watch Max roll midair off the table and onto the floor.
On her face or on her back?
Don't remember. Didn't matter because now I'm screaming.
Right.
Because he's under the elephant. She's now rolled onto the floor. I'm going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm picking her up and I'm picking up the elephant and I'm picking him up. And I'm like, what do I do? And I'm going, oh my God, oh my God. And the baby nurse who was still with me, you know, Debbie, who was like the mortgage still, you know, living with me, wasn't around because, you know, it was gone and whatever. And I'm like, I'm looking at them and they seem okay. And now they're crying. Of course, they're crying because I'm freaking out. Whatever. And I call Dr. Waldstein.
You did?
And I'm like, so this is what just happened. Do I need to go to the hospital? And he's like, is it carpet or hardwood? I'm like, it's carpet. He's like, she's fine. These things happen. They're soft. It's okay. You know, whatever. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Well, do I need to do the Valium? Do you think she needs what about medication? He's like, she doesn't need medication. I go, no, for me, I need medication.
You're freaking out.
Oh my God. It was one of the worst moments of my life.
Did you see that video that just went viral like 2 days ago? The mom, it had same thing. The baby's on the changing table. She moves over out of the camera's view and the baby rolls off and the brother runs over and saves her. And the mom is like, oh my God. I mean, it was like 2 seconds, but it was the craziest. I mean, it can happen to anybody.
In a second.
Yeah.
That's why they always say, here's a tip. Mm-hmm. The safest place for the baby is on the floor.
Right. Because he can't go.
Can't fall off the floor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Even in that bucket seat that we were talking about, put the bucket seat on the floor. Yeah. Don't put it on the counter.
Yeah.
Oh
my goodness.
Right?
Yes.
Crazy. Oh my gosh. So scary. But you know what? I felt so bad for Jenny. I felt like it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, it does. Poor thing, though. And it sounded like she was having a really hard time. And she sort of went MIA on social and
all that. Well, first of all, she's taking care of her kid.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hear about it from people. And you blame yourself.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just...
It's so hard.
I remember also, I was walking with... I had all the kids with me at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
All four. And we were spending the night... Why was I alone with four kids at Disneyland? No, I mean, I've done that many times, but this was one time.
When they were like babies?
Coco was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I remember was, I think what we used to do is I would go, and maybe this particular trip, and spend the night, and I would spend the day with them at the park, and Terry would meet us for dinner after work or something. I don't remember, but at this one particular time, Coco was little, so I was carrying her. I'm going to say... Maybe a year.
Mm-hmm.
Not a baby.
Yeah.
Like maybe a year. No, because I don't know if she was walking. I don't remember. Young.
But she was,
8 months. Let's say 8 months.
Yeah.
Stroller, the whole thing. And we had dinner at Napa Rose, me and the four kids. So we had dinner at Napa Rose. I definitely had a glass of wine.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't drunk,
right.
But I had a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And I was walking with them to go back up to our room. So when from Napa Rose back into the hotel, there's like a courtyard that goes around the pool and then back into the hotel. So you kind of walk outside for a second, it's covered, and then inside. So we were walking on the outside part. I have the stroller I'm pushing with my right hand. Mm-hmm. I have Coco in my arms, like on my hip, with my left arm.
Yep.
And then the other three are walking around me. And I can't remember exactly what happened, but I got tripped.
Yeah.
One of the kids stopped. The one walked in front of the stroller. I mean, it was like one of those pile-ups.
Yep.
And I fell with Coco in my arms, in my left arm only. And I like instinctively turned my body to the right and I landed flat on my elbow. Oh my gosh. I thought I broke my elbow. It was so painful. And they call, and it was so bad. Like I was sitting there for a second and they called, you know, a medical person over and, you know, checked it out and the whole thing. And I had the hugest bruise. Thank God I didn't break my arm.
Oh.
It was so bad, but I felt so guilty that I had had a glass of wine and that I was carrying her. Cause can you imagine if I had fallen on her?
Right.
Oh. God.
I can't imagine.
But you know what? Stuff happens.
I know.
Stuff
I know.
Happens and you keep going.
Oh my goodness.
Do the best you can.
So much anxiety.
But so speaking of mothers, so this is your first Mother's Day.
Pre-Mother's Day.
Pre-Mother's.
Yeah.
I remember my first pre-Mother's Day.
What did you do?
Isn't that so weird? I even remember what I was wearing. I was wearing a white skirt with a black pattern on it and a black shell with a little sweater over my shoulders. And, you know, I carried triplets for a while. So so we weren't sure kind of what was going on there. And I was like already felt like fat and big and whatever, but I was excited. And we were with Terry's mom. Uh-huh. And I want to say her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
It must have been Jerry. Yeah, she was with Jerry. It must have been Jerry.
Oh,
So it was them and Terry and me, and we were at the Four Seasons on Doheny.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That is so funny.
Yeah, that's where we went.
And was there like a moment to celebrate you, or was it really just about her?
I don't remember, but I feel like we just kind of talked about everything. And
yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
But I remember being there.
But did Terry like want to make it like, oh, it's
no. By the way, over the last 15 years, there's been years where he's literally said to me, "You're not my mother."
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh no.
Which is weird because I remember the first couple of Mother's Days, he would make a big deal and he would buy presents from the kids and from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that maybe, changed.
I wonder what happened.
Yeah, I don't know, but apparently I'm not his mother.
Right.
I'm like, I beg to differ. I really feel like I've had a large hand in raising you forming and shaping you. But I think you should be honored as the mother of their children.
Right.
Right?
So bizarre. It's very cute. Riley was like, are you going to come in for Mother's Day? I go, why? He's like, hello. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. He's like, yeah. He's like, we can have a brunch together and... Yeah.
But what about your mom?
Well, that's why we were talking, maybe doing it earlier and then meeting everybody afterwards.
Does he have to work?
I think so.
So what do you usually do for Mother's Day?
It just changes. It just changes every year. Yeah, it depends on if the girls are doing something with the husbands and the kids, but normally we're all together. But I think it's either at a house. We don't really do extravagant things.
Well, we're usually like a few times my mom's been here. It's always difficult when my mom comes because she wants my sister and I to all be together, which I understand because we're her daughters, but
she has her own family and she wants to do her own thing.
No, we just live an hour and a half apart. So someone is going to be in the car for 3 hours on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And there is no halfway.
Right.
There's nothing to do halfway. And even the, I think, incredibly normal suggestion of, okay, well, even if we're not all together, we still want to celebrate you. Why don't you do dinner with them?
Right.
And brunch with us the next day. You know, like that kind
Something.
Of thing. No.
Doesn't work that way.
She doesn't want that.
But she's coming, right? She should be in
My
town.
My mom's coming in town. We're going to have her on the show next week.
So I'm really excited about that.
It's going to be great. I'm excited she's coming on. And let's not tell her everything else we've been discussing.
Right.
So, yeah, she's coming to visit, but not Mother's Day for several reasons. Number one, because of what I just told you. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I have Terry's mom, too. And I can't you know, to put her in the car for that long up a bit. I can't do that either.
Right.
And so, and then Scott, you know, whatever.
So are you doing anything to celebrate Mother's Day while she's here on the non-Mother's Day?
I'm sure we'll have a toast to it. Some kind of thing.
That way she feels...
I actually gave her a gift when I saw her at the bat mitzvah because I wasn't sure.
If you were going to see her.
If I was going to see her because she hadn't confirmed her plans.
There you go.
So she's coming in and, but we're going to have a nice time. I think, you know, we'll do a lunch. I think some of my friends are going to come.
Oh.
Yeah. And I thought maybe I'd take her to like lunch at Rogers Gardens or something and do that. And we have, I'm going to bring her up here for the day. I have stuff to do and she'll come on the podcast, but it'll be fun. We'll go shopping. We'll do a few things. Okay, and she's going to have to schlep around with me a little bit because I'm shooting a thing for E and whatever. Yeah. And it'll be good.
She'll like to see that, I think.
She
right?
does like that kind of thing. So I think that will be very, very nice. And then for actual Mother's Day. And the other thing is we're filming work the day after Mother's Day. And I just kind of want to.
It's a lot.
I just want to be in my own space. And I'm going to have a lot of work to do the day before. So I need to focus, and then I want Mother's Day just to chill.
Yeah.
So did I already tell you what we're doing? Did I tell everyone what we're doing? So we're doing the Duffy to Nobu and then back. And the kids are really excited.
They are really excited?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They are.
Good.
So I think that's going to be a really nice day. And I met with your sisters.
I know.
So excited.
They didn't tell me anything.
They didn't?
No, and I was dying. But I just don't even ask anymore.
Right, because I saw them after we recorded, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, we talk daily when we're on group texts and everything. And they're like, we're so excited. It's going to be amazing. And
they were very helpful.
Oh, good.
I told you because I was worried because I didn't want to railroad them. Because you know me. Like, well, give me a task and I just get it done.
Yes.
That's why I don't like to be on committees of things. So funny. Me and Nikki's friend's mom, who's also on the tennis team, Leah, we were talking. And she was like, why don't they just let us do it? Because there's too many meetings about it.
Yeah.
You know, don't have time for all the meetings. Just say, you handle this, you handle that. Okay, great, go.
Yep.
So I was so excited once I found the venue. I literally, as I said, had everything done within a day and a half. I mean, we're still fine-tuning little details and stuff. Because Nicole then went to the rental place and looked at certain things and didn't like this. And so we had to change a few things and whatnot. But I wanted your sisters to feel, obviously, a part of it. So I met them at the venue. And we talked, and I sort of laid everything out. They loved everything, which I was very happy about. And then I can't wait to tell you all of this after of you listening. And then I almost want to, like, kick you out of the room and tell everyone, but I'm afraid you'll listen. So
I would never listen, but I bet you people would probably message me about it.
I don't know, but I'm not taking the chance. Then we went to the room, and we walked it. And we, I showed them where everything's going to go and what we're going to do and the whole thing. And then, okay. And then we had to talk about the food.
Right.
Because I really had questions.
Yeah. But why?
Two reasons. Well, one I could tell you because it's not really a big deal. I like a plated lunch versus a buffet. However, this place where the kitchen is versus where the location is, I'm just concerned that the service will not be the way I like it. And I don't want to be irritated.
Right. So you almost rather just do buffet.
And with the given menus, I thought it was more, and like price being equal, let's just say, it was just so much more food.
Right.
To do the buffet and, I mean, I guess it's more because then I had to do tables and, you know, like extra stuff like that. But in general, I just thought it was more choices, more food.
Now you're not having to worry about everyone
eating at the same time. I don't know. I liked it.
I like that.
So you're okay with the buffet?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good. You're really going to like it.
I think it's easiest. And honestly, I feel like when it's plated, sometimes if it's not perfect, people just always have some sort of complaint.
And then this one's vegan and that one needs the alternative meal.
Exactly. It's like, you know what? You go get your own thing and everyone be merry.
The other thing that I do like about a buffet is that it gets people moving because you have to, if people are planted in a chair.
Yep.
It gets stagnant, and I don't like that either. So
I agree.
At least people get up. They have to get their food. They can go for seconds if they want. They could do courses. You could do it sort of any way you
want. I love
it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay, but then it was the type of food. So we went over that.
And that's where you're going to stop.
And that's where I'm going to stop. But I did, like, I had what I wanted to do, and but I wasn't sure. And then they agreed. And so we all agreed on that. And then we worked on what kind of passed hors d'oeuvres. It was just, that was very helpful. And then, you know, we talked about drinks and that kind of thing. And I don't want to tell you anything more.
So what if it rains? Will it be affected?
Yes. It would be a bummer if it rained.
But is there an alternative? Like, yes. Is there, like, you could walk inside somewhere?
Let's just say this. There's always an alternative, and it will always be fabulous, but it can't rain.
Okay, good to know.
If it rains, it was the wrong decision.
Oh, no.
But it's going to be fine.
Oh, I'm so excited,
it's just going to be fine. And if we see that it's going to be a thunderstorm 5 days before, I will make an executive decision somehow, and we will figure it out. Oh, but I think it's going to be fine. It's going to be really beautiful and really, really fun. And it was just so nice seeing them. And it's funny, you know, your sisters were standing there, and I said their names backwards. Because I was introducing them to someone, yeah. But mostly because I messed up, I think, because I was trying to remember the person I was talking to's name.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, this is Jessica, Jackie. And they were like, well, actually, I'm Jessica and I'm Jackie. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, really? I know who you are.
You get it. Yeah.
I'm like, I call Nikki Terry and Terry right. Nikki. Like, come on, man.
That's so funny.
I know. So funny. But it's very, oh, I'm just so excited.
I can't wait.
Did we ever finish the conversation about the AirPods being little microwaves
no,
in your brain?
You were going to talk to me about it.
So what did you find out about that?
Okay, but I started doing research. So there's this girl that I follow, Jennifer Stano.
Okay.
And she's very into just all natural, organic, just lifestyle. And like she even got her breast implants removed and she is into crystals and all this stuff. She was partners with Lily Galici on a swimwear line way back when. And now she is the owner of like Wow Moms, which is like a place you can take your kids, like all organic, like juice bars, and you can swim with them and do all the stuff with them. Anyways, so she's very into that sort of stuff, right? So she posted this thing about how she never understood what AirPods were, right? So she was sitting next to this guy on an airplane and that had him in the whole flight, which is like an 8-hour flight. And right. She was like, that cannot be good for you. So she started looking it up, and basically what she read was that they're like mini microwaves in your ears. They're basically just because it's the tissue so thin between your ear and your brain that it's just going straight to that. It's like, you know, all
the waves.
Yeah.
They've been saying for a long time that the Bluetooth is not the way to go, that you really should wear wired headsets.
Okay, so then I looked it up. And what I sort of got was that there isn't enough power in the AirPods or even the wired headsets to ever cause any sort of issue in the brain.
So it's okay.
So it's pretty much okay. They say actually being around your phone and on your phone has more of those waves that will affect you than actually the actual AirPods.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
So I don't know, but maybe somebody out there knows more than I do. But
well, let us know. It's always funny when you get advice from fun and good when you get advice from like unexpected sources and stuff like that. So it was so funny because you think I'm crazy, but like I know my bankers.
Mm-hmm.
I know June. I know Kelly at Bank of America. I like it. I walk in. They're like, "Hi, Mrs. Duber." I'm like, "Hi, how are you?" I know she has a daughter and she likes CrossFit. That's June. I know. Like they always leave Kelly there when there's like a huge long line. Yeah. Poor thing. It's always by herself.
So funny.
And I love them. They're so so nice. Do you? You don't have anyone? You don't know people like in your neighborhood?
Who do I? No, I don't have like regular places that I go.
I don't know why. Now I just really do. Maybe it's because I'm old. And so, and then at my Rite Aid, and this is what made me think of it.
Oh, Rite Aid was the only place actually, which I don't go there anymore because I used to run errands for you. So I don't see them anymore.
Oh, yeah. I like my Rite Aid people and my CVS people. So I was at Rite Aid and I go in there, and as I'm walking up to the counter, they're already like pulling my prescriptions and whatever. They're like, "Hi, Mrs. Jabro, we only have something for Max today. Yeah. We only have something for Terry." I'm like, "All right, great." And they'll check out all of my other stuff that I bring over, even if it's like a huge basket full, which is so annoying for them. Anyway, so I walk up and I had bought eczema cream.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is random, but You know how I've talked in the past about how I get these flare-ups? I get bumps on my fingers, and I always think it's like some kind of autoimmune thing. I don't know. It happens when I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. And I got this huge patch. Did you see that? It's almost gone. I got patch on my elbow, the inside of my elbow.
You had that a while back, right?
It happened like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was like this angry, red, itchy, weepy. It looked like a staph infection. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I got it from Disney World. This is disgusting. What's going on? And Terry kept looking and he's like, I don't know. And then he was with Kristen Foreman, the dermatologist, and he goes, take a picture of that, send it to me. And she said, it's eczema.
Really?
So I was showing him my hands. I go, do you think this is all eczema? Because when I think of eczema, I think of dry skin.
Right.
And he goes, I think it's all eczema. And I think when you get stress, it flares up. Now I'm wondering if it could be psoriasis, though.
But you don't have patches everywhere, right? It's just
doesn't have to be
right now. But this happened now as an adult.
You can develop these things later.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you got this.
So I don't know if this is eczema or psoriasis. I really need to delve into that now that I just said that out loud. But the whole point was I was buying this eczema cream. And so, because I saw it on the shelf there, I'm like, let me try. Because it was just a body lotion that can protect you from flare-ups. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, let me take a look at that, whatever. So I'm checking out and the gal behind the counter says, does this work?
Uh-huh.
And I go, I don't know. It's the first time I'm buying it. She goes, oh, because my son has eczema. I go, well, how old is he? She's like, he's 2. And I go, are you bathing him every day? And so we start having this whole conversation. And I'm like, what, did you try the Eucerin? Because the Eucerin's – and we're having this whole thing. And what was so funny was this really great mom-to-mom conversation that we had where we each learned something from each other. But, you know, she's got a team of pharmacists.
Right. And she's asking and talking to you.
All standing there. But I said to her – and now this is the wife of a doctor, right?
Yep.
I go, don't go to the dermatologist first. I go, try this. I go, because they're going to want to sell you some like expensive prescription cream and you might be able to just fix it with that, with Eucerin.
Right. That is so funny.
Right?
Yeah.
Or CeraVe is good too. There's so many like good over-the-counter things for that sort of issue. You should always try the gentle, easy stuff first before you get to that.
Very interesting.
But see how nice it is to know your people?
That is very nice. And I hope that you don't have any of those things. And I hope...
Well, I got something. I don't know. Meanwhile, I'm excited for this weekend.
Yes.
I'm going to Courtney Six's baby shower.
I know.
And Lance Bass's 40th birthday. Look at me name dropping. Chop, chop.
Seriously.
But I'm so excited.
That's fun. Wait, where's Lance's thing at?
At his restaurant.
Right.
Rocco's.
And that's in West Hollywood. So fun.
I know. I'm so excited. So it's going to be a really fun weekend. And Terry and I are actually going to stay over at a hotel because my mom is with my sister for the weekend. And then we're going to pick her up on Sunday and bring her back down.
Oh.
So that's why we decided to stay over.
Nice.
And it just kind of all worked out. Give us a little alone night, which I think we kind of desperately need. And certainly my anxiety needs.
Yes.
Back to the People's OC just for 1 second before we go. So Katie from People's OC, so sweet, listens to the show. Hi, Katie. I just have to say everyone there are so helpful and so nice. So anyone that's worried about going to a dispensary, I wouldn't do it delivery the first time. I would go in.
Mm-hmm.
There's people of every age, every gender, every ethnicity, every walk of life, just like getting their stuff and figuring it out. And you have to bring cash is the only thing.
Oh, that's right.
They do have an ATM machine there.
Yeah.
So, like MedMen, I think, takes credit cards now. But People's OC, and there's only one of them. But I just like that place. It's cool. And they're very helpful. So you know those doses pens that I like? So they have one called Calm.
Right.
This is my new favorite thing.
Really?
This is what's right now getting me through this whole hormonal thing.
Interesting.
I have not been sleeping. Mm-hmm. I could not do the melatonin. I tried that. Bad dreams. I tried a chip of Valium. I was like hungover the next day. I can't take anything. A hit of Calm, I'm out.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it's right before bed?
Yep.
Interesting. And then in the middle of the night, do you wake up and...
I don't need any more. I just take like a little baby hit. But, you know, I had a really bad anxiety moment last night, right when I got home from driving everyone right after Taekwondo. And Terry's mom was downstairs and, you know, we were going to have dinner. And I just like, I had a moment where I thought, oh my gosh, I need to go for a 10-mile run or I don't know. I need to do something. And I just took a little baby hit and it mellowed me out.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I think it's so great when you find what works for you. I mean, it's like, Oh.
No, I know, because I know people, women who have these issues at any age that, you know, take a chip of Xanax or, yeah, you know, what, right. That's just not my thing.
Right. But thank God you found something that, like, now you know when you have a moment like that, mm-hmm. you can just do a little hit and you're good and you're fine. You're not having to freak out. It's the worst feeling having
that. It's the worst feeling ever. And I've had anxiety my whole life, but this thing is just crazy. So you guys, don't be worried about it. Just go in there. Everyone's really nice. And start with CBD, and because mm-hmm. there's no high, and you just you figure it out. Okay, that was a lot. So, by the way, what are you doing this weekend? Did you tell me?
What am I doing this? What is this weekend? Oh God, I don't even know. I'm so honestly, I have to like look for places to live. Is pretty much what I have to do.
You think you're gonna move?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. I think we're gonna actually buy something.
Really?
Yeah. Because it really doesn't make sense to. I mean, we're pretty much paying more than a mortgage. And our rent's going to go up. So I really think that it's time. I just don't want to be 8 months pregnant and moving.
No, of course not.
But I'm going to have a newborn when our lease is up. So I got to figure it out now.
Okay, we're going to talk about moving. We're going to talk about all of that next week. We're going to talk about... And we have to talk about dating because Alex Williamson from Bumble is going to be on the show next week. And you know what I think is so cool about Bumble? I know you're not on Bumble. I certainly have not been on Bumble. I wanted to go on just to see what it was. And then I was afraid someone was going to see I was on Bumble. So I didn't do it. But I know what it is. But what I think is so cool is that it's not just for dating.
Yeah, you can find friends
Bumble
there.
Bumble BFFs, Bumble Biz. It's really an interesting network. And the way they're working and how they're moving into the future is cool. So we're going to be talking to Alex Williamson next week. Stay tuned for that. Thank you guys so much for all the support. We will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at Progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.